We had big news in Muse in the News this morning when we talked about Gloria Campos, the legendary Channel 8 anchor, announcing her retirement. She's got two more weeks on the air at Channel 8. And we're going to have Gloria on eventually. We weren't able to get her on this morning, but joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is one of her longtime colleagues to discuss Gloria and her retirement. We just had him on last week. We welcome back the great Dale Hansen. Hi, Dale.
Yeah, boys. How we doing?
Great to hear from you again, Dale.
Yeah. Good to be on with you.
Well, did the news of Gloria retiring surprise you at all? What's happening?
I'll say this about Gloria. She's outstanding. She is outstanding. I hate to see her go. I really hate to see her go. But she doesn't leave Channel 8 with nothing.
What'd she leave with?
With Belo's boot print on her ass.
Okay. No, that doesn't make it sound too voluntary.
And I'll tell you one other thing, boys. I'll tell you one other thing. Not surprised that Shelley Slater didn't get the gig.
Why is that? That seemed weird to me because it seemed like she was being groomed for Gloria's position. Why are you surprised that Shelley didn't get it?
I knew it was going to be Cynthia Zagari.
How'd you know that?
Cynthia Zagari. Yeah.
That's weird. How'd you know it was going to be her?
Well, because I knew that Cynthia owned two knives. Stay with me now. Stay with me.
Okay. We're with you, Dale. All right.
Well, I knew Shelley Slater wasn't going to get it because her last name wasn't Gonzalez.
Offensive.
Come on. All right. Now, it's they're determined to keep that 10 o'clock Channel 8 newscast Cafe and Cafe Olé.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Olé is O. L-E with an apostrophe.
Oh, yeah. It's not the French spelling. Okay.
My God.
Are you okay?
What's happening?
Well, you know, Gloria's leaving. Gloria's leaving. That leaves just two biggies left at Channel 8.
Let's see. That would be, there's three. It's you and John McKay, and you're forgetting George Reba.
I said two biggies.
Okay, come on, Dale. That's not nice.
No, I appreciate George. I really do. I really do appreciate George. In fact, no one has worked longer under me than George Reba, except one person.
Who's that?
My wife.
Dale, that's just disgusting.
That's a tough job now. That's a tough job.
What, your wife?
Working under you?
The only thing you can really hear when sex is going on in my house is one thing.
What's that?
Please stop. I can't breathe.
Okay. Jeez, Dale.
We don't need to know that, Dale.
What are you doing standing up for?
How about me appearing on the Ellen show there, boys? How about me being on Ellen?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Get invited to be on Ellen.
That's a pretty big deal. Yeah, and isn't that something? I mean, Ellen DeGeneres has me on. It calls me a great person.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God she didn't have access to the Dallas Observer archives.
We're trying to forget that story about you. But
thank God, and thank God for kids.
Yeah, every year.
Except for yours,
here's
right?
Here's a video from 30 years ago.
No, we're not going to listen to that.
How about that, huh?
Nope.
No, we're not going to do that. And Ellen had me on. She had me on for about 15 minutes to talk about my favorite thing.
What, controversial sports topics?
No, me.
You do like talking about you.
I got to tell you the truth, boys. I'm really not sure how much longer I'm going to be at Channel 8.
Really?
Is management already talking retirement?
No, my cardiologist is talking death.
Oh, no, Dale. Good Lord.
We're here to talk about Gloria.
We are here to talk about Gloria. Yes. So we wanted to ask you, do you have a favorite Gloria story in all your years of working with her?
Okay. This is a true story. Okay.
We all are.
True story, swear to God, full head of hair. 2002. I'm making $800,000 a year driving a Mercedes. I got 60 acres and Waxahachie. And I got Arabian horses, and I throw this big party. You boys know. You've been to that party before.
Yeah.
Big old party.
Summer party.
Everybody's there. We got cowboys there. We got the bear there. You know, we downed 200 cases of beer in 5 hours.
Wow. And Gloria, I guess, had a lot of beer, or what did she do?
Well, come to think of it, she wasn't there.
Well, how is that a story about Gloria?
Well, it's not another story about me.
No. She just wanted to say how much you made. Dale, you're scat singing again.
Did he hang up?
Goodness.
Whoa. That's the way he hangs up, by scat singing? All right, there he is, Dale Hansen, joining us to talk about Gloria Campos retiring, kind of.